You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, we're going to talk with Aronde Gadsden here as Dolphins rookies report today. Aronde's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is the father of Aronde Gadsden the second, because I feel like that's the more proper way to introduce him nowadays. Not that Aronde hadn't done his own great things for the Dolphins, but now the next generation is here. And Aronde Gadsden II will be playing at the end of this month in the Hall of Fame game. But Aronde is with us now. Hello, OG.
Yo, what's happening?
So, rookies reported today. And I'll ask you a general question. Rookies reporting to camp means an exciting time for fans because you become hopeful for the upcoming season. Do you think, because we talked with you last week and you said, oh, Dolphins, yeah, we know what they're going to be, 9-8, 8-9. Is there a reason for Dolphins fans to be excited heading into the upcoming season? Can you look at the team and go, you know what? I could see if this falls the right way, that falls the right way, that, hey, maybe the Dolphins are onto something cool this upcoming season.
Yeah, I think that's what it's all about, because these are not unknowns. You know them from college, obviously, but, you know, not playing at this level at in this time. But it's always exciting to see maybe the rookie, one of the rookies, some of the rookies, you know, becoming in part important part of the offense or defense and, you know, make a big difference. So it's always hopeful. Everybody's going to the Super Bowl until September. By the end of September, then you know who's not going to the Super Bowl. That's for sure. So I think it always, you know, makes you hopeful as a fan for sure.
And OG, you've been honest, yeah, boy. You've been saying this for years. I ain't gonna lie. The whole McDaniels Plan B thing. How if his stuff don't work, he don't got nowhere to go. Is that one of the biggest things this year? Because I'm jumping on the OG wagon with this one, where we gotta have some different game plans.
Yeah, I think I mean, he has to understand that as well. I think that's what the whole change is. That's what the whole, you know, moving some pieces around, I think, mean for us, especially offensively. At one point it was an unstoppable force. Like, you know, we all remember, and I remember vividly, that 70-20 game. I remember it because Pat and I were in the stadium, and we weren't really watching the game, but it was already a foregone conclusion. I think that's the height of the offense. But we've fallen a lot since then.
I was going to say a little bit.
A lot of bits since then. But, I mean, you know, injuries happen and things happen. But I think, you know, because going into the situation, we knew that the offense was predicated on Tua, and Tua had already went down. So we always had to think about what if this happens again, what happens? Because it happened the first year, and we went in with the backup quarterback and didn't fare too well. And then now we're going with the second year, and then, you know, the same thing. And now, you know, last year was pretty clean, but still, you know, the other pieces went down. Like, you know, Tyreek missed a game or two, Waddle, and, you know, so the quarterback eventually missed some games himself. So you always, you know, need a backup, but I think we were just so stubborn about we're going to throw the ball and do it this way. No matter how much you practice, you know this, Channing, no matter how much you practice, the backups don't get the reps and the plan like the starters. So I think, you know, going into this season, I think they've made a conscious decision to make a change, and that's what we see going on.
OG, we were talking about this last week, I think, where the expectations of going into this season where, you know, McDaniel has to produce, the offense has to produce, the team, at the very least, we always say playoff win, right? It's been 25 years. Go win a playoff game. What if the Dolphins play the Chiefs or the Ravens or the Bills and they play them well, but they don't win? They play them and they look like they belong on the field and they don't win. When they play the Bills this year, maybe they split the games, but they look like they can hang with the Bills. There's not this big gap between the two teams like it's been the last couple of years. Does that matter if ultimately they don't win a playoff game? In other words, like, is it just end all be all, win a playoff game or win multiple playoff games, and if not, season is a failure?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yep, that's pretty much how it goes. I mean, that's why we play the game. We play the game to get to the extra football, the more football. We play the game to get to the playoffs. I don't know if you noticed or not, Solana, the last time the Dolphins won a playoff game, I was playing. You do know that, right?
It's been a minute.
I mean, it's the turn of the century, I think. You know what I mean? Like, I think we haven't won a game in the 2000, not a playoff game. We haven't won a playoff game in 2000. So it's pretty been a while. And I think that is it. You know, certain markets, you may get away with that. You may take that to Jacksonville and say, hey, we look like we belong. You may take that you may even take that to New Orleans and say, hey, look, we played well. We look like we belong. But, you know, we one of those markets, man, where that don't fly. And, you know, it hasn't flown and it's not going to start to fly. People want to win. And we know, you know, we because of where we live, we have three different obstacles to get over. The team we playing, the referees, and the weather. And that's just how it is. You know, And so it's always tough. I think last year was the best, maybe the year before that. The year before that Tennessee loss sticks in the back of my mind so bad. Because that would have given us home field advantage at least for one playoff game. And I, with the offense clicking, we would have won, but didn't happen. So, you got to win the playoff game. Going to the playoffs, I remember when we who was the backup quarterback that was starting? We went to Pittsburgh that year.
Matt Moore.
And we had won, what, 7 and last 8, and everybody was like, oh, Matt Moore came and he won 7 in a row. We went to Pittsburgh and Matt Moore laid an egg and we lost.
He got laid out like an egg.
Fried egg. It was I don't think we could play. We look like we belong. I don't think we can play that type of game, Solana. I think it's been long overdue. We've put a lot of money into everybody and it just hasn't panned out. So, you know, listen, man, we had the Pilgrim. We had a lot of people in place, Toronto. I mean, we had a lot of coaches in place, man, that we thought we had something and it just didn't pan out. So, just playing well, I don't think it's going to fly in this area.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.